I absolutely love Pentecost Sunday. Can you tell I love Pentecost Sunday? Yes, it's one of my favorite festive Sundays of the church. Why? Because of this. Because we don't often are gathered together into one place, right? There's so much diversity today. We have three languages, Spanish and English and Mandarin, and we have our youth and people of all ages. So we are gathered as just like that day of Pentecost. People had gathered, people who had different, speak of different languages were gathered together into one place, right? And so I wanted to you to experience that diversity. And that is the diversity that we have today in our valley, in our cities. We have neighbors who speak Mandarin. We have neighbors who speak Spanish. We have neighbors who speak other languages, right? And so today I want to focus on that first reading of Acts. On the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God came and rested upon Jesus' disciples and gave them the ability to speak in other languages, right? What a gift is to be able to connect with somebody of a different language, because that doesn't happen very often, because language creates a barrier a lot of the times when trying to connect with people who speak a different language other than your own. And so sometimes we live without having any relationship at all because of that barrier. We go years without talking to our neighbors or without exchanging any interaction. We have two services, English and Mandarin, right? So we seldom times get to interact or share the space, but today is one of those times that we get to share this space and to honor each other's languages. And for us to, even if we don't understand it, to hear it, to be very aware that the world is bigger than our own by hearing a different language other than our own. What is interesting on the day of Pentecost is that when the Holy Spirit came, it did not rest on the people and made them only speak one language. Maybe it would have made things easier for Jesus' disciples, right? But it did not. Rather, the Holy Spirit came to Jesus' disciples and provided his disciples with a new gift, the gifts of a new language, so that they can connect and share the good news of salvation with those around them. God did not make the world around them to conform to them. A Lutheran professor, Matthew Skinner, mentions in his commentary on this text, imagine how different it might be if the Holy Spirit had prompted Jesus' followers to address the crowd only in Hebrew or Greek. Instead, all languages belong. No one gives up who they are. No one gives up who they are in order to become integrated into a homogeneous church culture. The Church of Jesus Christ consists of a unity that gathers differences and distinctions into a common home. So think about that for a moment. The church is made up of people who are different from each other, a diverse community, a community made up of people who perhaps do not share the same even mindset on a variety of issues, a community with different preferences, a community made out of people with different cultures but who live as one in unity. And so I wonder if sometimes when we as a church feel like we're not growing, we're not moving anywhere, I wonder if we're still expecting the world around us to conform to us, right? We're still waiting for the world to conform to us. I wonder if that has anything to do with where we are as a church. When thinking about who God is calling us to invite to this journey of faith, what are the gifts that we are praying for so that we can connect with our changing society today in new ways? What are the gifts that we are longing? Who are the people that we're trying to connect? What are we praying that God will give us so that we can then connect with that society that has changed, right? What are the barriers that we see that we need God to help us with so that we can meet people where they are in their faith journeys? Living in unity does not mean that we all think the same or even speak the same language, but rather is accepting each other with all our differences and able to live as one. And that is what God is doing in the book of Acts. God is creating the Church of Christ out of the already diverse community that exists in that moment of the day of Pentecost for the purpose of bringing about the kingdom of God. That is the whole purpose of God creating this, to bring about the kingdom of God. And that is the same for us today. God wants to bring about the kingdom of God, where we be open to these new gifts. Whenever we can come as one despite our differences, whenever we experience unity, I will attribute that to the work of the Spirit of God. It is only by the Spirit of God that we can move as one unit despite all our differences. So may God continue to keep us in unity. May God help us embrace the diversity that exists not only in our church, but in the world around us too. May God empower us to continue to proclaim the good news of God's salvation in Christ Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.